this is not going to be sorted out with a couple of pound of a wee fundraiser, or you know, this is going to have to go to higher departments here to realise how big this problem is, because these pipes, we had been pricing pipes before that maybe we're thinking a couple of thousand might get us out of this, but look at after what happened yesterday, this whole thing has to be re-looked at. There's going to have to be a major job, even out onto the main road, because we had to pump the water out onto the main road yesterday, and the main roads, the pipe along the main road wasn't even able to contain the amount of water we were putting out onto it. So there's a council issue there on top of that, so it's a bigger problem than, you know, than just putting down a few pipes. And as I said to you earlier on about the sewage, we have a sewage tank in the middle of this field. Yeah. If that had got into the school yesterday, like, you know, I don't know where it would end up. Like, whatever a couple of thousand is going to cost now, you know, it would have been a hell of a lot more, only for the quick actions of the parents and the fire brigade and the coast guard yesterday. It was definitely hats off to them guys, because honest to God, sandbags, I'd say there's about 400 or 500 sandbags in place there. And in the short space of time, Jack Guinness's hardware store was up there, 2 ton bags. There was tractors came, took sand up from the beach, helped us fill the sandbags. So it was a massive effort by the community now, all round.